Former University of South Florida professor Samuel Arian has been on a hunger strike for 5 days. He began it after learning on Monday that the government is requiring him to testify before a grand jury in Virginia, only a month before he was supposed to be released and deported. The Arian family and lawyer say this is just a way for the government to keep him in jail. In 2005, a Tampa jury found Samuel Arian not guilty of 8 of the charges against him. The jury was deadlocked on the 9 others, in most cases 10-2 for acquittal. The government promised a retrial, and Arian agreed to plead guilty to one charge of nonviolently assisting members of a terrorist organization. He was sentenced to a prison term that should have ended in April of last year. His son, Abdullah Arian, said that this latest subpoena is just a way for the government to detain Sami Arian indefinitely.
This past week on Monday, my father was brought back before the same court here in Alexandria, Virginia, and he was given immunity for the third time and told that he'd be taken before the grand jury sometime within the coming weeks. And basically, this is kind of a repeated attempt by the government to make sure that he's either held in contempt or charged with perjury should he choose to testify. It's a no-win situation that's being presented before him, and with only about 4 weeks left before he's expected to leave the country, the government is once again trying to put that off and ensure many more years of prison for my father as punishment.
Samuel Arian has been called before 2 previous grand juries in Virginia, but has refused to testify, saying that to do so would be a violation of his plea agreement with the government. Neither of those grand juries returned any indictments. Because Samuel Arian would not testify, he was held in civil contempt of court, extending his time in prison. That contempt charge was lifted in December, and Arian began serving time for his sentence again. He was due to be released and deported next month. WMNF spoke by phone with Samuel Arian's wife, Nahla, who now lives in Egypt.
We were surprised to hear this, to see this subpoena, because, you know, Sami thought that he signed a deal with the government, but obviously the government is using or abusing its power to keep my husband in jail, and they are not respecting their word. I know that there are decent people in the Justice Department, but I feel that they are so powerless, and they are maybe silent also, and this is not good.
WMNF attempted to reach Samuel Arian's attorney, Jonathan Turley, but he was unavailable for comment. A statement released by Turley on Monday read, in part, "As in other cases, the government has given Dr. Arian the choice of an obvious perjury trap or a contempt sanction. It is a choice that is obnoxious to our legal system and contrary to any standard of decency." Nahla Arian suspects that there is a political motivation behind her husband's continued incarceration.
The image of our government and our country in the rest of the world is very, very bad because of people like Mr. Kronberg, who is abusing his power for ideological reasons, and he's keeping my husband. And now my husband does not eat or drink, and he's been like that for about 5 days, and I'm very worried about his health and about his life even, you know. And I'm here in Egypt. I feel so helpless and depressed, and the children, of course, are worried, and this is disrupting our life again. We cannot live a normal life because of Mr. Kronberg.
Gordon Kronberg is an assistant U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia. WMNF attempted to speak with Kronberg in the U.S. Attorney's Office, but they declined. Spokesperson Jim Rybicki wrote in an email, "Unfortunately, we cannot comment on matters that may or may not be before a grand jury, as grand jury proceedings are protected under the federal rules of criminal procedure." Nahla Arian said that her husband has 2 choices before him, neither of which is good. One is to testify, but she agrees with Sami Alarian's attorney that the government is determined to keep him in prison through a perjury trap.
And that's what happened to a Lebanese guy a few years ago. He believed the government. He went and testified. And now he's been in jail and he has to serve 40 years for perjury charges. Is that what the people want? I don't think that the American people want this to happen to Sami or any human being who, you know, who is innocent. The perjury trap is very, very serious. That people know, should know, that that's what the government used to trap people and to put them in jail for a long time.
Even if Samuel Arian testifies truthfully, he could still face perjury. His attorney, Jonathan Turley, told the Tampa Tribune, "If the government wants to charge your client with perjury, it is almost certain to be able to do so by asking enough questions. The other option would be for Samuel Arian to continue to refuse to testify. This could lead to criminal contempt charges and a long prison term," his wife Nahla said. Mel Underbaki is with a Tampa group, Friends of Human Rights. They are encouraging people to write letters to the Department of Justice and to Congress, and Underbaki is bringing a film about Sami El-Aryan to communities around the country.
We're taking the documentary, USA versus El-Aryan, we're taking it on the road. So we want to educate people about it, and we think that film is an excellent way to do it.
This is the third time Sami El-Aryan has used a hunger strike to protest his treatment by the government. The first was a 140-day, liquid-only hunger strike after his arrest in 2003, during which he was hospitalized and lost 45 pounds. El-Aryan, who is diabetic, also went on a 60-day, water-only hunger strike in January of last year after he was held in civil contempt for not testifying before the first grand jury. He lost 55 pounds and was hospitalized before his family convinced him to end the strike. Abdullah El-Aryan visited him this week and said he has lost 15 pounds.
We are now on the fifth day of that hunger strike. When it began, my father refused to take both food and water, and he's still currently doing that. He's being held in a medical unit at the Northern Neck Regional Jail in Warsaw, Virginia. However, if his situation deteriorates in the next few days, he will probably be taken to another facility, and we're expecting that probably to happen within the next few days, although we haven't really been told when or where.
Full disclosure, this reporter used to be a member of Friends of Human Rights and has advocated for the rights of Sami El-Aryan. If the government does not give him additional prison time, El-Aryan will be released from prison and deported on April 7th. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.